Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hearts and flowers. Yeah, it's almost Friday.
It's Thursday.
It is Thursday. I'm getting so, oh my God, do you realize that 1 week from today we're going to go, we're going to do our first live appearance in 2.5 years?
I do.
It is so exciting. I'm just getting so excited. You know what the most exciting thing is for me?
V-Hale.
No. It's V-Hale.
Oh, V-Hale, oh. Yeah.
Yeah, V-Hale's pretty great.
We are going to have such an epic weekend.
It's going to be hard to look at her almost, huh?
She's so shiny.
Are you in real life?
Is it really you? It's going to be so fun.
You're not a Zoom? Let me pull out my phone. I need to look at you through
You're
my phone.
You're three-dimensional. I can't look right at you. This is ridiculous. You don't look like you. Your face is so contoured. It's bizarre.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep. Oh my God!
This week needs to end, but I'm excited for the hardest day was yesterday, and I got through it.
What happened yesterday?
Oh, the missus had to leave the house and go to work all day, and I had to pick up kids and
oh my God,
do
you love
meetings
that.
And
right.
be in places, and it was just a lot. But it's done. I'm done. Yeah!
Yay! You're over the hump day.
And there was sort of this like. Underlying thing where I thought, God, how am I going to be around the kids and not be around the kids? And I just had to say, I'm going to be around the kids.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
There's
nothing for it. You just have to do it. You're dadding.
Right.
That's all. You're the dad.
Well, I wanted to say there may have been an exposure, but it wasn't going to matter. It wouldn't have, the missus wouldn't have been like, oh, well, I cannot go to my huge meeting that I have to go to.
Yeah.
So,
did they get it all figured out? Like, did they get everything working? She doesn't have to go back in. And
she rolled in at 6:30 last night. I'd fed the kids and done the stuff. And she walked in and I said, nice to see you. I hope you had a good day. We hugged. And I probably said some other stuff, too. But, and then I went up to my room.
You didn't get the full report. You just were like, you were done with that. Right.
Climb into bed and watch the Warriors and go to sleep, which I did. Warriors win.
Mm.
Warriors win.
Warriors. So good. Did you hear the whole thing between Mark Cuban, who owns the Mavericks, and Lil Wayne?
No.
It's funny. Like, I guess it started with Lil Wayne calling. There's a guy named Luka on that team.
He's their best player, and he's like a top three guy in the league.
So he started, I guess in early May, Lil Wayne tweeted something like, Luka a ho, or something. And then finally, Mark Cuban.
Like Luka's a ho, like a whore?
Luka a ho. I guess he was bummed, maybe the guy didn't have a good night. I don't know. He's sitting, he's right there courtside. So,
Speaking of Lil Wayne, the cooker.
Yes. Yeah, the cooker.
He was courtside.
Oh.
Like, how exciting. Last night, just sitting
to be
there.
Seen.
Wow,
so nice to be
look
seen.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Pays to be Guy Fieri.
Hey, Guy Fieri. Does Guy Fieri live around here?
I've heard he's a Bay Area guy, but I don't know where. I don't follow him.
Guy Fieri.
I just know because there's the shocking Billy Idol hair.
Yeah. I like that. I like when a guy has some kind of shocking hairstyle.
You do?
I do. It's nice. There's not a lot guys can do with fashion and hair and stuff. I like when they're
Santa Rosa.
Oh, Santa Rosa?
Uh-huh.
Guy
That's what they say.
Google says. Yeah.
I keep an address there, but really I live in Beverly Hills.
Sure. That's where I want to be.
Anyway, you were saying.
Luca's
a hoe.
So Luca a hoe. And then Mark Cuban, like, I don't know, a week later, texted some line from a Lil Wayne song to him. He said something like, you know, about it's a S show, put you front row. And with a picture of Lil Wayne sitting in the front row. And then Lil Wayne turned up the volume a little bit and said, I will serve you lemonade from my lemonade dispenser right into your mouth.
What? Yet,
you know what I'm talking about. I mean, I can't say it because but he tweeted it and it was funny. He wants to do stuff to his mouth.
You got that.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Yeah, we understand. Yeah.
So that's just fun, you know.
That went someplace strange,
really,
though.
Right. Like, they're just, you know, jostling each other a little bit. And then all of a sudden, Lil Wayne got serious. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Well, that you don't throw that out there without that being a thing in your life, do you?
Well, it doesn't occur to most people. Here's something I could do. I don't know. Yeah, but I thought, fun. Let's see how Mark Cuban responds. It's best if he doesn't, but we'll see, right? He took 2 weeks to respond the first time, so.
Oh, my gosh. You know, okay, maybe
he carefully thinks out his tweets. That's a good idea. You know, not just a knee-jerk tweet reaction. Knee-jerking on tweet, not great. Not a great idea.
You should do that.
No, I should never tweet. Don't you bite your tongue. Never. I shouldn't have access to that.
I hear Twitter wants to hear from you. That's, no. It'd be fun.
You know, one time I had Twitter and I was at a restaurant and they had changed a couple things on their menu. And
were you verified?
No.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. It was like, I don't even, it was at
well,
least.
Don't say that. You got verified on Instagram. I don't know. I'm just checking.
Let's no, I wasn't. I was not story. Verified. I was just a person on Twitter. And then I was at this sushi place and they changed the menu and I tweeted something about, you know, oh, I don't love the changes at this restaurant. And they got the tweet. They clearly are set up to see what people are tweeting about. And they started like hammering me with, well, what's wrong? Well, what is it that you, I'm like, oh my God. That was my first experience ever on Twitter. And so I took that off my phone. And
that's
then
customer service, they just want to improve.
No, sure, but I did feel like, oh my God, people see it.
Yeah, you're putting it out there.
Yeah. So then I got off Twitter, and then all the Twitter stories started happening. Like all the people saying things before they'd actually either looked into something or taken a minute to reread what they were about to send. I mean, people just stepping it all the time on Twitter. No thanks. I feel like I step in it enough just in my regular life. I don't need extra poop to step in. I just don't. No thanks. Well, kids, right. I get it. You're into it and your whole life is lived on there, but that is not for me.
Speaking of the kids,
yes,
I just want to say, I don't know. I know graduations are any second now for depending on what school you're in. So I know that like proms are happening. Graduations are happening, so, you know,
such an exciting time.
Well, it's an exciting time because everybody's going to get to graduate this year.
Right. Well, be seen graduating.
Right. Yes.
Take
that
long
walk. You'll get your
ceremony.
You'll get your moment. You'll get your thing. And that's great.
It is. It's really nice. Don't you love when you stumble on someone doing like a prom photo shoot? Like you see someone like out in their front yard and a bunch of the friends and the limo's there and all the friends are there. I just love that.
Well, it
it's
reminds
like stumbling.
Me, I didn't do many school dances, but I did do a prom, you know, so
like
sure,
your junior prom, which prom?
No,
did you go
I did
to?
My senior prom. It was one of those things where I didn't participate in many group events.
Yes.
So it was a rare thing. So it stands out in my mind. And it was a crazy night. But most nights when I was out with my friends were. So it fell right in line with, you know, the chaos and the trouble that was.
Did you ruin your tux?
No, the tux didn't get ruined, but I've told you the stories. Our hotel room, first of all, we tried to chase a beer truck and get beer for free because apparently as long as you get it when the guy's not there, it's free, right? Except we got caught and that trouble ended up being not as much as it probably should have been.
Oh, that was the night of the keys being tossed into the... That was the same night?
The key, you mean the hotel key being... Yes,
no, there's a beer truck story.
The beer truck was the day before. Yes, the one.
Oh, I see.
That was the day before. We were stocking up. It was right next to the hotel that we had just booked for our prom night. So as we were leaving, we were like, oh, it's a Corona truck.
Right, right.
Oh my God, follow it. It's like heaven sent. They want us to, they want to give us free beer. Anyway, we didn't get the free beer.
Right.
It didn't work out. Nipples
Don't worry, you were caught. Sure.
Yep. Beer in our hands. And Jason Cisco was the driver, the getaway driver, and someone blocked him. It was a whole freaking thing. But in the end, they went, you guys are stupid. And we went, I know.
Yeah.
And they went,
nothing happened to you. It was incredible.
Nope.
It is true. You don't have like a big, do you have like a sealed juvenile record somewhere? That's incredible.
No.
Because they just knew you.
I don't know.
You were like, You guys were friends with the cops in a way. They were like, oh, what is this guy up to this time? What's he doing now? Let's check this out. This will be fun. There goes that orange Datsun B210.
Right.
Let's follow it. You're like, that. You to them are like the Corona truck to you.
Maybe.
They're like, oh, this will be fun.
That should be
what this guy's up to. He's up to no good, always.
Right.
Just see what
Here's
kind
a,
of trouble.
Let's kill 30 minutes over here. Anyway, it was a big adventure. It was crazy. It was, you know, and when I see kids going through that, I hope they do a better job for themselves and for their families. And yet, you know, I went. I did it.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.